Sometimes to find your way, you have to lose the map. We're having real conversations with entrepreneurs, leaders, and makers about risk, innovation, and pursuing a vision. This is Coordinates Unknown. And today, we're joined by Allison Conway, who is the Chief Client Officer at RedTag. How's it going, Allison?
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely, thanks for being here. So the first question I want to ask you is, well, what do you do exactly? What is a Chief Client Officer? What does that entail?
Well, the Chief Client Officer at RedTag. So I am the head of our account services department. So I lead our team of account managers and account coordinators. And our function is mainly to serve as kind of that primary source of truth, kind of like looking at the primary contact for the client, but also internally a resource to our teams to be able to ask questions, to get answers, and kind of guide them in the project, whatever type of project it might be.
The primary source of truth is really interesting because, I mean, obviously you're going to need that. You know, everybody needs to be on the same page. And I think agency-client relationship is famously perfect. There are never any issues.
Never happens. No.
Obviously, miscommunication is easy. A lot of people are working on different aspects of a project. Can you talk a little bit more about just that single source of truth and why that's so vital and how you and your account management team ensures that that's happening?
So, you know, I say primary source of truth because it is, you know, we're the ones talking to the client. Mm-hmm. We're the ones talking to the internal team. And a lot of times we have the benefit of knowing the full picture of a project. And, you know, when we have production people working with us on an initiative, sometimes they're only privy to the part that they're doing. Mm. So they might only have exposure to the digital side of things, but not know where the brand has been. And so our job is to kind of make sure everybody does know the whole story, because I think that helps kind of complete the full project and give the client the best result when everybody knows kind of the full background and the full scope of what it is mm-hmm. that we're trying to achieve for a client. Because a lot of times while we might have one specific initiative that we're doing, it's part of a bigger and greater project. And I think it's always helpful when our team of account managers have exposure to that full story from the client and fully share that with our internal team. Because sometimes, you know, what we might be tasked with doing from a client, they know what they want the end result to be, but mm-hmm. we might have a better solution from our team on how to get there. And so I think when an account manager can be knowledgeable and resourceful to our internal team and external, it really provides like a stronger foundation for the work that we do.
Awesome. So I want to talk a little bit more about that a little later on and talk about what goes into that client agency relationship. But first, I'd love to hear just a little bit more of your story. Like, how did you find this path?
How did I get here?
How did you get here?
Where have I been?
Right.
So when my very first job was an account coordinator for an agency in Cincinnati. Mm. And I actually had wanted to be an art director. That's what I went to school for, and that's what I had planned on doing. I wanted to get a job at an agency on the creative side of things. And I got an interview with an agency in Cincinnati, and the role was for account services. And I thought, well, you know, I could take the job and get into the agency, learn how it works, but then I'll already be there. And so if something opens up on the creative side, I could always explore that option. And I loved the guy that was hiring, who was my very first boss. He was incredible. And I learned so much from him. But when I got into that role, I realized I actually really liked being on the client side. I loved having the ability to like build relationships and understand the business and be part of multiple aspects of a project and not specific to one kind of pillar. The agency that I started with did a lot of package design, mm-hmm. in-store materials, direct to consumer pieces, things like that. So I was able to get into consumer research and do focus groups and shop alongs. And it was great exposure to things, especially as my very first job in an agency. I was able to work on some really large international brands and didn't necessarily even realize like how unique that was to have that kind of exposure. And from there, I went to another smaller agency and was the first account manager that they ever had there. So it was a team of creatives and they needed a little bit of organization to it. And so I came in and helped kind of build some structure around the projects, the communications, just the management of things. I also was with a company that did consumer research. And so we did a lot of like online surveys. It was really interesting because it was kind of set up as a screening for a sitcom to be able to get consumer feedback. And then in it, there were commercials embedded. And so really the test was on the commercials themselves and the feedback, but they didn't realize that that was part of the initiative really. And so I think we got a lot of like, less filtered, I guess you could call it. Right. Like it was really interesting feedback, but that was a very data heavy job and still was in the client management side. So I was like presenting the results, working with our internal analyst and things like that. I've been on the client side of things. So I was a brand manager for a little bit and I really enjoyed that side, just being able to learn more about things that, you know, as an agency, you're not really focused on, like the operations of products and fulfillment and things like that, working directly with retailers. And it was a great exposure to a completely different side. But I've always loved agencies. Mm-hmm. I love the chaos of it. I don't know why, but I do better when things are, you know, there's a million things going on and I stay more organized. I stay more on top of things. And so when I made my way back to agencies a few years ago, probably about 7 years ago, I guess. And I've just enjoyed it so much. And then I joined Red Tag in 2023 and account management was still building, I would say. There were account managers at Red Tag, but it wasn't so much like a full process and a full team. And so I've had the opportunity to come in and kind of guide that, and I've really enjoyed that. I love leading people and determining like what people's strengths are and how I can build on that, what type of projects people want to work on and what type of exposure they want for their career. And I really like helping people make that happen. I, have had a few people on my team transition to other roles within the agency. And while I never like losing somebody, I do love when I can have like an honest conversation with somebody on my team about what they really enjoy and what their strengths are and where that might best serve them and the company and see, you know, what we can do to make that happen.
That's awesome. So one of the things that we like to talk about on this podcast are kind of those pivot points and like those moments when you have to step into the unknown. So a lot of companies, well, every company who hires a marketing agency, an advertising agency, they're hiring it because they need their help. They need them to either do something that they can't do or that they just don't have the time to do anymore. So they're at a point where they're either a small business that's finally reaching out and getting some agency help, or they're a company that has probably worked with other agencies in the past and maybe they've been burned. Maybe they've had some bad experiences. And so they're a little, honestly, kind of nervous or scared about or hesitant to hire a new agency. So what is it that you think that Red Tag does at the beginning of those relationships that no other agency is doing?
I definitely think setting a strong foundation with a new client is critical. And Red Tag definitely puts a lot of thought into that. So that's kind of where the Pathfinder came from, which, you know, is this immersive mm-hmm. workshop. I've tried to put those two together, where we work together with the client to really understand their business, where they've been and where they want to go. I think it really sets the stage for the level of dedication that our team puts into the remainder of the account mm-hmm. and the projects that come out of that. Because you're right, like so many people that come to an agency have been with an agency before, and there's a reason they are leaving one agency and looking for a new one. Mm-hmm. They either don't want to have the same experience because something didn't go right before, or they're looking for something different that maybe that other agency didn't offer. So I do like to understand what brings someone to mm-hmm. Red Tag, why they're looking for help, and what their kind of vision is, like not just for like, we want to run Google ads, but what are you trying to achieve? What type of, you know, persona do you want to have in the market? Who do you want to talk to? And when we do things like the Pathfinder and we're able to have that in-depth conversation, I always think it's so interesting because mm-hmm. it's like the client's team, they're talking about their business all the time, mm-hmm. but they don't necessarily talk about it in the same way that we talk about it in a Pathfinder. And so when you have multiple people from a client side in the room answering these same questions, it's so interesting when people come up with different answers. You know, they're on the same team, but they look at it also mm-hmm. differently. And I think that helps our team really understand what just the nature of the business and the client dynamic is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when we kind of complete that stage, we complete that session, and then we go back and kind of collaborate, look through what our recommendations would be. And I love when we have those flight paths where we can be really creative mm-hmm. and kind of think outside the box, give them some ideas that maybe they wouldn't necessarily do immediately, mm-hmm. but it helps to kind of get their creative juices flowing and thinking like, oh, okay, Red Tag isn't going to just go the easy way and give us like what's expected, but really kind of push us, listen to our feedback, listen to the pain points that we've had and try and address them in the future. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think when you can set that strong foundation and you can really kind of let the client know our full breadth of capabilities and trust that we're going to deliver on whatever it is that they need, you know, the clearer the expectations can be mm-hmm. and the more aligned both our team and a client team can be on the objectives, it always sets things up for a much stronger relationship and even just a more successful campaign, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool. And I mean, I'm heavily involved in the Pathfinders too. And you and I've sat in many of them together. I think another thing that's cool is it's an easy way for them to get to know us as a team too. And it's very much a first date mm-hmm. in a lot of ways. And we're trying to figure out also, is this a good fit? And mm-hmm. and there are many perfectly good reasons why we may not be the best agency for them. They just need different services or something. But hopefully that's still that conversation itself. And what comes out of that provides a ton of value. We can say, hey, here's some things that we see that you might not see, and then you can take this and do whatever you want with it. Hopefully this is just the beginning of the relationship, but if not, there's some real value to this conversation.
No, I think it's so good for a client to be able to see like our team dynamic mm-hmm. too, and how we all work together, and they get to learn a little bit about our personalities. We get to learn a little bit about them, and it really kind of breaks a barrier, I mm-hmm. feel like, because, you know, you're in a room together for 4 hours. We're having lunch together. We're talking about things. People might have, you know, personal things that come up in the conversation, but you just start to learn a lot about one another. And I think it really kind of sets the stage for how the rest of that relationship can go, like you were saying. And, you know, the more that a client can have exposure to people beyond just account managers, but understand here's the full team of red tag people that are helping on your business, it, I think, just gives them a better understanding of also just like how we work. And mm-hmm. the types of team members we have, the types of people that we have. And it's, I think it's just always nice to like meet new people, understand yeah. their personalities. And, you know, there's always different perspectives from it.
Yeah. And they're fun. They're legitimately, they are I think fun. They're legitimately, it sounds intimidating for our meeting, but they're usually really fun. And we've had a ton of great feedback.
I know. A lot of times I think people sound like they hear it and they're like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, that's a long time to be in
right.
a room.
And it is.
And it is, but it doesn't feel like you're, you know, in just some boring meeting room talking. And it's so interactive that I feel like it goes by pretty quickly. And there's never really, like, a dull moment mm-hmm. in it. There's always things that come out of it that it's like, oh, we would not have had this discussion in any other situation mm-hmm. and it always proves to be valuable.
So one of the things that I do love, it's chaotic and it's kind of terrifying, is that presentation that results from the Pathfinder, where we're, you know, maybe pitching some ideas that are a little bit out there, and it's fun. I love it. I'm in the creative side of things, so I love the creative side, and I love presenting some of those ideas that might be a little bit crazy. But I've always been curious, like, what it's like from your perspective, because I've been in it for a couple of weeks. I've been tinkering away and crafting this with the brand team, with the creative team. We're working together. And you'll get some updates along the way, but in a lot of ways, you're also seeing it for the first time. At the very least, you've seen the presentation, but you're seeing us present it live in many ways. What is going through your head in that moment when you're seeing us pitch some of these wild ideas or some of this, maybe a new approach that we're not 100% sure how that's going to land with somebody?
Well, when we see them, or when I see it, I don't want to speak for everybody else, but when I see it for the first time, specifically like the one that we reviewed maybe like 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, presented it last week. And I always kind of put myself in the client's shoes when I'm seeing it for the first time and trying to remember what they were talking about as far as their goals and what the objective is for coming to Red Tag in mm-hmm. the first place. And looking at the presentation or the results or the ideas, whatever it might be, and seeing like how does that answer the questions that the client came to us with in the first place. And usually it always does. Usually there's always something in it that is like, yeah, this is exactly the pain point that they had when they came to us, or the question that they needed answered, and this is the solution to whatever problem they might have had. I love when we have some of those really creative and kind of off the wall ideas. You know, the one that we did most recently had some really kind of high level photography and, you know, unique concepts as far as like things looking very formal in a very informal situation and very unexpected. I love when I can see that and know that like the client's never seen something like this before. It might not be something that they go with. It might be too far, but I would rather us kind of overshoot the whole thing and have a client say, I love that, but I'm not ready to do that yet. I need like the step in between, because I know that like that's what they came to us for, is to push the envelope and to give them something that they've never thought of before, even if they're not ready to do it at that moment. And, you know, we go back to the drawing board a little bit and come back with something a little bit more reduced in scale. But I think I have yet to be in a presentation after a Pathfinder where a client wasn't like, oh my gosh, this was so helpful. Or like, yes, this is exactly what it is that we were looking for. Or this is exactly how we have been feeling about our brand or the business, whatever it might be. And I think clients are always kind of surprised at like the depth of information that they get, because they're thinking, okay, I'm going to get a presentation, I'll get a report, but they don't necessarily know like the depth of where we go with it and exactly how usable it all is too, because it's a real recommendation and it has real plans to it that can be implemented. And sometimes it's not even just specific to what it is that we're going to do for a client, but how their entire marketing strategy can be implemented through the findings of the Pathfinder.
Yeah.
So I always think it's really cool. And, you know, I like to come into it from a client perspective and give that kind of feedback before it goes to the client. So, you know, when we're meeting and we're looking through it all together, just making sure things that were discussed in that meeting are being addressed in some way. And I feel like that's kind of the helpful side of things that my team can bring is keeping that perspective and any other types of conversations we might have had with a client leading up to that Pathfinder. That's always helpful to share that information too.
Yeah, and I think what you said a few minutes ago is absolutely key, that it's all about answering the questions they're actually asking. Because it's as much fun as I have, you know, doing creative work with the team, it's not about us being creative for the sake of creativity. It's us doing creative work that meets their goals, whatever those may be. Increase sales, you know, bring in more leads, just raise awareness. We have to make sure that everything that we're doing is in the process. We have to make sure that everything that we're doing is working towards our clients' goals. That's all that matters in the end of the day. And that's a big part of the value that you and your team bring. And when we do, we have a lot of these conversations before we present these things where we're showing this to you. You're getting at least a sneak preview of what we're talking about. We're talking to the ad side of things. We're talking to some other people in the team. Just, is there anything that we're not seeing on our side that could be cause problems or something that we need to think about, that we need to bring more? Are we answering the right questions? So that's, I love that. I love being able to have those conversations and to work together to be able to do that.
Yeah, I think the collaboration that our internal team gets to have on those types of reports and just that whole process is really a unique experience, because it allows everybody to kind of come in and say, like, this would just be really cool to do. And, you know, we'll pitch it. We'll see if it works. If it doesn't, you know, that's fine too. But it's great to see, because sometimes, like, you know, there's a lot of times where we might say, oh, they'll never go for this, but let's do it anyways and just see what they say. And then a client's like, yes, I love that. And it's like, thank God we proposed that because now we get to do the really cool thing, whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah. There's definitely an element of risk taking on our part. And I think in my experience, the clients appreciate that. They're never mad at us for doing something out there. They'll say, yeah, that's probably not going to work. Or, you know, we see these issues with it, but it's never like, that's insane. Why would we consider that?
Yeah.
They love seeing those ideas, even if they don't go with them. And so that's what we are is trying to push ourselves toward. But then again, having you and your team there to say, is this really what they are looking for? Are we answering the right questions? It's vital.
Yeah.
What is a success story that you could tell us about a time when we did, we had a really big win for a client where you feel like we really did a good job, just the relationship side of things. We really heard them. We really listened. And it has really borne some fruit and really led to a successful relationship.
So one client that I feel like we have a great relationship with and a really cool backstory. We started working with them about a year and a half ago, maybe. And this is a brand that has a great foundation and really cool product offering. They were ready to update their website, start some digital marketing. They had done it in the past, but not at like a full scale, and they weren't quite ready for that, whether it was from an inventory perspective or a bandwidth perspective. But by the time that they came to us, they were ready to implement as much as possible. And so it's always fun when you have a client that's like, what should we do? Tell us everything. And we were able, the brand has a really cool story by the founder and owner, and we are able to work directly with him and his team. And there's so much passion that they have around the business itself. And it's, I mean, kind of contagious when you're meeting with them and they're talking about their products and anything new or innovative, or even the history of how their products are made and how it even came to be, is always really cool experience for our team. And we started with a little bit of branding for them as well. And, but the, not to change the full look and feel of the brand itself, because like I was saying, there's already like this strong foundation to it. So you want to kind of build on that heritage, but keep it refreshed and updated and still not kind of eliminating its loyal customer base, but pulling in those new customers to it too. This company has products that while you might not necessarily use them every day because they're at a slightly more elevated price point, they could be used every day, mm-hmm. and they want to make it more approachable and something that, you know, you just keep on your kitchen counter to use when you're cooking and, you know, not save it for special occasions, mm-hmm. like use it every day and just enjoy it. So we were tasked with creating a website as well as ads that kind of create this more approachable luxury, I'll call it, because it's not necessarily a premium luxury brand, mm-hmm. but it is artisan in nature where it's handcrafted, there's smaller quantities or limited quantities of things, and there's really unique experiences as far as like touring the facility, seeing how the products are made, getting to meet with the owner and seeing him use the products in everyday life. It's a really cool experience for a consumer, but also for our team, because we were able to go and take the tour of the facility and have the founder explain to us how it all came to be. And it gave us the ability to understand much more of their business than just the website and the ad campaigns and the branding itself, but just the full story and the full aspect of like their entire team and mm-hmm. everybody that they have working. It's created this very open dialogue where, you know, if they have an idea, the client, and they're thinking this would be really cool to do, but we don't necessarily have the bandwidth internally, they'll share the idea with us and see if it's something that we can help with. Or, you know, our team will come up with some new ideas, maybe some not so standard ways of mm-hmm. whether it's visualizing the products or, you know, new product offerings. They really allow us to kind of be as creative as possible. And, you know, while they might not want to do everything that we say and everything that we propose, they're always open to the idea. And I love that, mm-hmm. at least, when a client is just willing to hear what our next big idea might be, what the next recommendation might be, even if they're not ready to take that step mm-hmm. yet. I think they appreciate the thought behind it mm-hmm. and the passion that like all of our team has in it. You know, they start to really trust our production team in the building and management of their campaigns. And if there's something that should change, they trust that our recommendation is the way to go. Mm-hmm. And it's a really strong relationship, not just from an account manager side, but just a full agency side, because they get the exposure to everyone on the team. And I feel like that always makes a difference when the client knows mm-hmm. like, okay, Cam's in there running TikTok and Meta, and he knows exactly who we need to be talking to and how we need to get to them. And, you know, so then when a change needs to happen or an update is made, they trust that it's been done in their best interest by whomever on our team.
Yeah, that's huge. And I think what I'm hearing too is that a lot of it comes down to just really listening to the client and figuring out who they are and learning who they are. Because I think there's this fear that some people have that an agency is just going to come in and just change everything, blow everything up. Everything you've done before is wrong. We want to completely redefine who you are, completely rebrand who you are. And it can sometimes miss the mark. And that's not what we're about. We want to know who you really are, what your product really is, who you're actually talking to, so that we aren't just coming in to throw out these crazy ideas to change you, but to help tell your story better, to help more clearly define who you are in the market so that you can better reach those customers. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's what, when we're doing our jobs well, that's what we're doing. We're not just trying stuff to try it. We're trying things because we feel this is telling your story the way it needs to be told.
Yeah. And, you know, we want for our work to move the mark for mm-hmm. the client and yeah. not just, you know, stay at like status quo or mm-hmm. just, you know, get some ads running just to get some ads mm-hmm. running or refresh a logo, update a website. Like what we do, we want to be meaningful and useful. And, you know, I think that that's where the client receives like the real benefit is we don't just do exactly what it is that they say that they want. Mm-hmm. We get to more like a deeper level of it. So a client might say like, we need to start running digital marketing because we don't really have a presence mm-hmm. on Google and Meta and we need to have that. And we start to ask the questions about, you know, where are you now? Have you done this before? And understanding what that end goal is, what they really want to achieve, and then determining these are the best platforms and these are the best people to target and this is the best user experience on your website mm-hmm. or this is how we can refresh the brand to pull in that younger audience, whatever it might be. But not just saying, okay, we'll get ads up and running and just cranking things out, but actually like knowing what it is a client's trying to achieve mm-hmm. and then giving them a solution that they might not have thought of. And that's because they're not in this space. You know, they're on a different side of marketing or branding or business, whatever it might be, and don't always know like all the opportunities that mm-hmm. there are when coming to an agency and all the different capabilities that we can provide to them. So mm-hmm. I think, you know, it is always really helpful again to like understand that full mm-hmm. story because then we can really cater and craft a solution that isn't just a one size fits all type of thing, but really making it unique and custom to what mm-hmm. their need is, whatever that might be.
Absolutely. And there's a word you said not long ago that I think is vital, and that word is trust. I think that's the result of that process, that if we're doing our jobs right and we're listening, they're going to trust us. And this client you're talking about, they trust us to make these decisions and to give them recommendations. And that's going to be the foundation of the most healthy relationships. So if I'm a business owner, or I'm a marketing director, marketing executive, and I'm considering bringing on a new agency, what are some of the questions that I can ask them that will help me see the signals of, yeah, I can trust this agency?
So one of the questions that I think a potential client should always ask of an agency is understanding the workflow mm. and the team of people that will be working on the business. The reason I think that's important is you need to understand how many people are working on your account or your project or your brand, and how do they communicate with one another? How does the full team work? Because if you have, you know, account managers working in a silo and then they're just shooting things over to the production team mm-hmm. to just crank out, whether it's ads, whether it's just keyword searches, whatever it is, you know, logo designs. And, but if they're not actually collaborating with one another, that should be a red flag. Mm. Like you want people, you want an agency to be fully collaborative within itself too. So everybody's not just working in their own area, doing their own thing, and then only coming together, you know, once a month or mm-hmm. whatever it might be. But really understanding how things move throughout an agency is helpful. I think it's also important for a client to understand who their main point of contact is going to be at an agency. And, you know, while they, it's also important for them to know the full team. A client doesn't want to have to call one person and then say, oh, you need to call Aaron. And then Aaron say, oh, well, you need to actually talk to Matt. And then Matt says, well, ask Allison and then we'll see. So it's important for the client to know they have one person that mm-hmm. is dedicated to being their primary point of contact. Usually that's an account manager or a coordinator or somebody on the account team. And the reason why I think that's important is to get to know that person to make sure that like you work well with them. And, you know, as a client, you need to understand how the communication is going to go with that person. Do you get to talk to them mm-hmm. every week, like for a status meeting? How are you going to get updates as far as the progress of the initiative or the campaign? How is that information shared externally and internally? I think it's not just important to know, like, do you have experience doing this? What other websites have you built? What are some of the other video productions you've done as an agency? But just understanding the people and, mm-hmm. you know, who your point of contact is going to be, because that person's going to be the person that you end up working the closest with in a lot of ways. And making sure you work well together mm-hmm. and that they can work with what that client needs. Because every client has kind of different needs and expectations. Mm-hmm. Some people come to an agency because they want this work kind of off their plate, off their, like, any sort of responsibility. And they just want to know it's being handled well and on their best interest. And they're pulled in when they need to. And then some clients like to know every single detail that's happening, even if it doesn't make sense to them, mm-hmm. or even if, you know, it's not necessarily related to the end result. But they like to know people are working, things are moving, and either one works because they, you know, both have come to us with a need and, you know, want for us to work with them. Mm-hmm. They have some sort of service that they need provided by us. But I think it's always helpful when they just can understand a little bit more about who's doing what. And a lot of times a client comes to an agency because they need to know something is being taken care of. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be their responsibility to complete it. Their responsibility might be to provide approvals and feedback, but not necessarily being inundated with questions and reviews mm-hmm. and meetings and check-ins. And it's really important to make sure that the agency can kind of craft the communication and just the management of things to whatever meets that client's mm-hmm. need the best.
Yeah. What do you look for in an account manager? What are some of the skills that they need to have? Because it sounds like there's just a lot of wrangling that has to happen. You're wrangling, you're talking to the client, you're talking to internal teams, there's a lot of meetings, a lot of emails, a lot of phone calls. What are some of those essential skills for that person to have?
Patience. I would say patience is important because you are being pulled in mm-hmm. a bunch of different directions, and it's important for each client to feel important and to feel prioritized and not feel like they're just a number mm-hmm. at an agency and it shouldn't matter what their budget is or, you know, what size of business they have. Like, each client should be a high priority. And the account managers, I always look for somebody that has really just like a calming sense about them too. Like, they don't get super worked up. Mm-hmm. And they set the tone for how our team feels about a project. So if they seem completely stressed and they're always worried about something and they don't feel like this almost like safe space for mm-hmm. the internal team, if the internal team doesn't feel like an account manager has something under control, it's not going to work. Mm. So I always want somebody that can be calm under pressure, even if they're like about to go nuts internally. Right. Like, that's not being shown externally. They can like show it to me and we can like work through that. But I want for them to be confident and have just this kind of like, I've got it under control feeling when mm-hmm. you're around them. I look for account managers that kind of see a big picture. And so they're not necessarily focused on being an order taker or just responding to an email and then submitting an internal request for some work. Like, I want them to have a genuine interest in an overall brand and the full strategy of what it is we're doing. I don't want them to just be somebody that is writing down what a client wants and then getting that to our internal team and moving that through. Like, we don't want them to be order takers. We want them to really build the relationship, build the business itself, and be a resource. And I think in order to be able to do that, you have to have a genuine interest in things beyond just what it is mm-hmm. we're doing, but where could things go in the future? Be forward thinking. And I feel like I just keep like rambling more and more things. If account managers watch this, they're probably going to be like, please stop.
Right. No, but I think in all seriousness, it's really cool from my side too, because I think it's true. And I think that we're always growing in our ability to communicate with each other and just getting more organized. But I have seen the fruits of your team's efforts, and we're having these kind of conversations where I feel comfortable coming to you and asking these big questions. And I feel like we're always getting more aligned, which is really cool, that it feels very much like a team effort. Mm-hmm. And you guys are a huge part of that. And it's been really cool to see. Last question. You've been around in this industry for a little while. You've seen a lot of things changing, but it feels like, I think for all of us in the industry, things are changing more now than ever, especially with AI. AI is the big shadow, you know, on the horizon. What are some things that you see coming over just the next couple of years that are going to make the job of an account manager more interesting? Things that you're thinking about more and more in this new world that we're entering?
One thing that I think is an interesting shift within the last couple of years, and I think it'll only continue to evolve as we move forward, is that a lot of clients now have marketing teams. Mm. And a lot of times those people on their marketing teams end up being kind of our primary point of communication on the client side. And they have a lot of marketing knowledge. Maybe it's not specific to digital marketing. Maybe it's more traditional, or maybe they've been more in like brand development, new product initiatives, whatever it might be. But a lot of clients are bringing in more people that understand marketing, because marketing is becoming, I think, a bigger priority. Businesses are seeing its value from an internal perspective as well as external with agencies. And when we can partner with some of these team members, whether it's a CMO or a marketing director or whomever it might be, the work that we're able to do is so incredible because mm-hmm. we speak the same language. And, you know, there are times where a client might come to us and they don't have a marketing team and they're looking for us to be that marketing team, which is also an awesome opportunity mm-hmm. for us. There's an element of educating the client in that perspective where we're explaining why we should do this type of marketing initiative, how it will impact their business, and what kind of the end result or the benefit is to a client mm-hmm. for doing whatever type of initiative it might be. When we are working directly with their marketing team, that's already kind of understood what the benefits are or what the reason for the initiative is. And it's really helpful to have that alignment as far as like clear objectives and just understanding the capabilities too. Mm-hmm. And it pushes our team to be more creative and provide a broader perspective. But I can see where there are a lot of clients in the future that are going to continue to build their internal marketing teams. Mm. And it gives us the opportunity to then identify like, what are some of the pain points that that person has in their role that we as an agency can kind of take off their plate so they can focus on something else that say we might not be able to help them with, but still kind of setting them up for success in their role, but taking off the things that we can do for them so they can kind of focus in different areas. And I can definitely see an increase in the number of marketing team members in a lot of our client teams. And it does just start to create a really collaborative environment that I think kind of benefits everybody really.
That's huge. That's really cool. And it's an exciting place to be, honestly. Mm-hmm. I'm super intrigued to see where this goes. Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us today. I think it's been a really fun conversation and it's cool.
Thanks for having me.
As much as we're in meetings together, we really don't just get to sit and talk like this.
I know,
this
we
very
don't
much.
Get to chat.
Yeah, right.
So also, it's nice.
Yeah, it's been really good. Well, thanks for being here. And thank you for watching, for listening. If anything in this conversation resonated with you, we'd love for you to share it with a friend and to like and subscribe. And until next time, we'll see you at the edge of the map.